Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Catherine Minervini. Catherine, how you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for helping us find out who won last night's Interior Design's Best of Year Award. Real quick background on you, Catherine. You own your own business in L.A. called Green Owl Studios. And I've got a comment. You know, when you start thinking about branding, that's a great brand for you because, you know, Green Owl Studios, it accentuates your green eyes and your wisdom, right?
That's for sure. Thanks, Tim.
Most people know this week in New York, two major events have gone on. You had the Hall of Fame Awards on Wednesday, and then you've had the Best of Year Awards on Thursday. Most people know Best of Year Awards. They have two sections. There's the projects, and then there's the products. And yeah, I thought you could help us out and tell us about some of the excitement. Most of the people who focus in the interiors from a design perspective are in New York this week, right?
Yes, that's correct. Hall of Fame is on Wednesday night. It's also the same night as the tree lighting event that happens here in New York City.
Yeah.
And then the following night is the Interior Design Boy Awards, Best of Year Awards. They have become really iconic events in the industry, in the interior design industry. And it is, I'm always honored and feel privileged to be able to attend these events.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame event, which is historically has been held at the Waldorf Astoria, is really a beautiful, spectacular event. In fact, the Waldorf Astoria is decorated for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's been held in New York City for 32 years at the Waldorf, and this year, it was the last year of this famed event at this venue. The Waldorf, from what I understand, is being converted to condos, and the venue will be closed for renovations for 3 years. So your listeners are going to have to stay tuned throughout the year to find out where the Hall of Fame's new location will be for 2017. So
that's
it was
shit.
A little bittersweet.
Yeah.
It was definitely pretty emotional to find that out and realize I always sit at the top level on the third floor and looking down on this gorgeous room with all these amazing architects and designers. So to see that on Wednesday night was a little sad. I'm excited to see where they're going to have it next year, and I'm sure it's going to be just as fabulous. So there's that. There were 1,400 attendees to celebrate the 2016 inductees. This year's inductees included Anda Andre of Anda Andre Design, Brad Zismore and Dag Folger of A+I, Isaiah Weinfeld, and a special leadership award went to Cheryl Durst of IIDA, the International Interior Design Association. That was really an honor to be there to celebrate her. You know, Cheryl has been a steady and has had steady and enduring leadership for nearly two decades at the helm of IIDA, and she's really, really propelled our interior design profession. And I think as a community, it was so incredible to experience and celebrate the honor with her because she has done so much for our profession. That was really a special evening.
She's amazing. I was with her at an event not too long ago in Nashville, which is, I think she's from that area, and she's done some amazing things with IIDA, so that's kudos to her for winning that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the Boy Awards. That was last night. I know they give awards in, I think, five or six flooring categories. Do you know who won there?
Yes, I do. This is another high-energy event.
Yeah.
It was very well attended. It was packed. It's always a packed house. This year seemed especially packed. In fact, there were also, on both events, there were a lot of designers and architects from all around the country. There was a huge contingency from Los Angeles, which there's always people from all around, but it seemed this year there were a lot of designers from all around the country. In fact, during the event, Cindy Allen was reading off the number of places and countries that were in attendance at the Best of Year Awards, so that was pretty exciting. I'll go through the winners in the flooring section. In the flooring carpet / broadloom category was Bentley Mills for their product Anarchy.
That's great.
The flooring carpet modular was Mohawk Group, which happens to also be my client.
Yeah.
Mohawk Group for their topography carpet tile collection.
Well, you had to be happy there because you have a current client, and then the company you were vice president of marketing for won as well. So very.
That's correct. Yeah. So it's always great to see the companies and brands that I love do really well.
Mm-hmm.
The topography collection was designed in collaboration with 13 and 9 Design, which is a design firm out of Austria. They've been doing some work with Mohawk for a while, so that was exciting for the entire team, both Jackie Detmar's team as well as 13 and 9 Design.
It looks like the Broadlim Award that went to Bentley, that's one of Todd Vandercrook's designs, an in-house design.
Yes, it is. In the flooring, rugs, and carpets category, Warp and Weft won for their Twilight collection.
Okay.
In the flooring, rugs, and carpets designer collection category, CC Tappas for their Visoni rugs received that award. In the flooring hard surface category, Shaw Contract picked up a win for Level Hexagon.
That's good.
And then in the tile and stone flooring category, Mutina for Stone Source for their product called Puzzle One. So there was a good variety of products in the flooring category, and there was, really, the products this year were absolutely gorgeous, from flooring to hardware to accessories, furniture, fabrics. It really was, visually, it was just stunning and gorgeous, and it was fun to be there and get to see all of that.
You know, it's amazing how fast they go through. I mean, I think they give over 100 awards, and they do it in a timing and in a process that does not drag on. It's actually
That's correct.
Yeah.
In fact, there were 2,000 entries,
Yeah. And
I just found my notes here. There were 38 countries that were represented in these awards. So that's a pretty significant number, and it's great to see that these awards have really become global.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons that I like to go, and I couldn't go this year, but when you start thinking about inspiration and design and you see all these beautiful products, and it's not just, as you know, it's not just flooring, it's furniture and lighting and all these different categories. It's inspirational to see what designers are coming up with, right?
Exactly. You know, we spend so much time, I do too, in the flooring category,
yeah,
that it's really exciting to see how all of these products really work together, both on the contract side, on the residential, and the hospitality. The hospitality projects and some of the products this year were just stunning. The details were so simple, but they made such an amazing statement.
Mm-hmm.
And the overall composition of a lot of the projects really focused on the use of materials. A lot of hard surfaces, which were mixed with material combinations such as wood and concrete, natural fabric and modern finishes. Black is making a big comeback in the interiors and finishes, as well as just an overall look. There were a lot of warm finishes, like the bronzes and the golds and the dark browns, a lot of raw mixed with refined. Another thing was light woods were making a comeback, so that seemed to be a little bit more prominent. And I think a lot of the projects really focused on the sensory experience, where finishes were very tactile and textural, and they could be refined or more in a 3D relief, and there was a lot of attention to surface relief. So I think it's really interesting to see when you're at the awards and you're watching all these products and projects come up on the screen. It's really interesting. You start to see a lot of the common threads,
mm-hmm,
and you get a real flavor for what's coming up in the new year and what's coming up in the next couple of years as far as trends.
All right. And also, I mean, does the evening gala social part of it, not to sound like Joan Rivers, but was anybody wearing anything striking?
I'll tell you, there were. Well, of course, it's New York. There was a lot of black.
Yeah, that's right.
But there were also a lot of fur, and turquoise fur, white fur. We saw fake fur. That's faux fur, not the real stuff,
right,
but a more trendy version of real texture. Yeah, so it was exciting. You know, it's always fun. It's really, really great. For me, you know, I spent a long time working in New York, so it's always fun to reconnect with my friends and colleagues here. But it was also, like I said, it was really fun to see the design community from Los Angeles, from Chicago, from Atlanta. It was really, really fun. Everyone was having a good time. People seemed really upbeat. So the energy was great.
All right, Catherine, we appreciate you being our correspondent in New York today. Again, been talking to Catherine Minervini, the owner of Green Owl Studios based in L.A., about the Hall of Fame and Best of Year awards, both sponsored by Interior Design Magazine, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.